News at the top of the hour. Joining us in the studio this morning, Chris Schwedersky at Bazavent Area Hospital. Wearing the hat of team rehab this morning?
Yes, I am. Gary, football and everything started, so we're checking on injuries, which there's none yet, so knock on wood that we're still good. So,
you're kind of like me. It's exciting to begin the season, but you also know now you're in that big marathon sprint.
Fall season is very long.
Yeah.
Between all football, all levels of football, soccer, volleyball, it's obviously not as long a season as basketball season is, but there's just so much, and it's boom, 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 hit you.
So many of us old-timers get this probably false sense that, boy, practices are so much easier than they were, because back when we did it, we did two-a-days, having to get up in the morning, come back in the afternoon, and do another session. You don't see the two-a-days now, but it's just as important to be ready to go, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, I tell my kids in the summer that I work with, that I say, if you never get out of shape, you never have to get in shape. So they need to be doing things year-round. I mean, and I've had some coaches that they expect a couple kids that haven't done anything all summer to possibly end up with injuries in the next week or so because they aren't in shape to handle what they're doing. So,
yeah, what's the best way to handle that, Chris? Because you go through an entire school year. Let's say you're involved in three sports, whatever those sports might be. You're involved in three sports. School year's done. Does a body that young at the high school age, does it need time to recover before it starts preparing again for the next year?
Yeah, there's always something said to be taking a couple weeks off here and there from lifting, from your aggressive exercise type stuff you do. There's something said to be taking a week here and there off to let your body kind of recover. But you can't take too much. You can't take the entire summer like some kids do. And expect to be able to play at a high level that they want to.
A lot of the kids are involved in some sort of physical labor, and that does give you an opportunity to stay at least active.
Yeah, it's probably not going to work you like you really need to be. I mean, the weight room is still going to be your biggest friend during the summer even. You need to be doing some running, stuff like that. You know, sports that don't do a whole lot of distance running, like, you know, cross country is a distance sport, something like that. I try to gear things toward doing a lot of sprint work because, like, let's say football, you go for about 5 seconds and then you get a 25-second break.
Yeah.
So you need to be doing short bursts, stuff like that. Now, again, we get into soccer and cross country. Those kids need to be getting some distance, you know, some mileage in during the week to stay in shape and keep themselves at the optimum level they want to be.
Kid comes to you in the summer season. What are the first questions that you ask of he or she?
Well, like this time of the year, one of my first questions is, what did you do all summer long? Mm-hmm. And if too many of them say they're playing that Fortnite or some of that type stuff on those video games, I'm like, that kind of clues me in that I may have something pretty big on my hands because they haven't done anything. So that along with, you know, did you hurt yourself this summer and any injuries that came upon during this and that, just try to find out what they've been up to and what they've been doing with themselves and have they been working themselves like they really need to be or not.
Do you get into very much about, what sports are you doing? Are you doing one sport? Are you doing multiple sports? How do you want to prepare?
If a person is doing multiple sports, that's really, really hard on their bodies. I mean, there used to be some kids that tried to do some of the soccer along with football. If it's just a situation like we had a couple of years ago with a boy that was doing soccer, but then all he really did was kick mm-hmm. for football, that's kind of a scenario that's not too difficult to do. But if you're trying to do the full gamut of football and the full gamut of soccer, that's really just hard on your body. You have to get yourself in shape for both sports if you want to try to do different things.
The other side of that, too, is that when you go from sport to sport, season to season, not in the same season, that's usually pretty good because you're using different muscles. It's got to be a little more healthy for you. For instance, if you're a baseball player and you play football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and then baseball in the spring, gives you an opportunity to use a different set of muscles and maybe not overuse one set of muscles.
Right, and your body gets a little bit of a chance to recover from different things that you're doing with different sports. It's actually good for your body to experience a different type of sport and a different movement and things along those lines because it makes it adjust and kind of revamp itself into the full gamut of an athlete that you should be.
This is probably after the fact, but a little bit of commercial for you guys. I remember my daughter, when she was in high school years ago, went through the team speed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing what she learned in that brief period of time and how she was able to apply that on the soccer field. Talk a little bit about team speed.
Team speed is a sports enhancement program that we work on their ability to sprint, work on their sprint mechanics, work on plyometrics or jumping type activities, do conditioning, whether it be a little bit of some distance type running, conditioning outside of running type activities that, you know, we try to do a lot of station type work and move the kids pretty quickly through things. Team speed really tries to change some kids the way they do certain things. You know, a lot of kids run and they're working against themselves because the way that they run is not optimum for their body. So we try to work on checking a kid out, see what you need to work on. You know, it's kind of specific a little bit because some kids need some help on one area, some kids need help in another area that you really just kind of have to kind of check everything out and see what's going on with them.
We kind of get locked into that thought that, boy, you got to be properly hydrated when it's really hot. But you really have to be properly hydrated all the time, don't you?
All the time. I tell the kids, you know, a lot of the coaches around still tell the kids on, say, a Thursday, hey, start hydrating for that game tomorrow night. I tell the kids, you need to be hydrated throughout the week. Because especially here, we just talked about having two-a-days. If you're having a two-a-day practice, you're losing a lot of water. You need to be hydrated throughout the entire day, and you need to be doing it every day because it's the best thing for your body anyway. You know, they always say that the average person needs 64 ounces of fluid a day. When you go to an athlete situation, you need much more than that because you're putting out a lot more than the average person is. So you need to be drinking probably upwards of about 100 ounces a day.
Is water the best choice, Phil?
I think it is. I like for kids to supplement with some of the Gatorades and things like that. Sometimes I'll tell them if they're, you know, too many kids are hooked on Gatorade because of the sweetness and things like that. Sometimes I try to get them, if they're really hooked on that, to take one Gatorade bottle and pour it in a pitcher and then fill that same bottle up with just water and kind of dilute it to about half the level. And then you're still getting a good portion of water, you're still getting some of the Gatorade with the electrolytes, but I still personally say water's the best thing.
We're approaching the season, whatever the season might be. When do you want to see an athlete after a sporting event if there's an injury?
The sooner the better. If we don't get to a kid right away, sometimes swelling really shows up, and that's hard to get out of a joint area or a muscle area, something like that. I try to tell the coaches as soon as something happens, let me know as quickly as possible so we can get a kid going. If we need to get him into the doctor, possibly, we work with all the physicians all really well and try to see if we can make this be the shortest route possible.
And the number to call?
245-9541, extension 3397.
Chris, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.